Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Outside the pull of gravity, beyond the spectral veil.
Welcome back, 43 after the hour, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. That's Dan Fogelberg bringing us back, the late, great Dan Fogelberg. That song's called Nexus from the Innocent Age album, which is an outstanding, maybe the best album I've ever owned. So I encourage you to check that out. You'll like it, I promise. It's a double album, Innocent Age. I'm Jim Blasingame. Did I say that? I'm glad you're here. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, ageofthecustomer.com. Please check that out when you get a chance to use it to your advantage and learn more about how to be relevant to your customers. The competitiveness comes later. Relevance is first, and you can be ruled in or out before you even get a chance to show whether you're competitive or not. Having a great visit with our good friend Josh Costell. Josh is a 10-year-plus member of our Brain Trust, the author of The Science of Sales Success. He's an energy expert. His business is helping people like you not pay more than they have to for their energy. And recently you've joined forces with another organization that complements you. It's a strategic partner, right?
Yes, sir. Right.
And you were telling us about that industry and how they move in, and if you've got enough scale, they move in and provide, as you say, cogeneration, which we've talked about a little bit on the show before. So talk to us about the process that you used to find out whether these guys would be a good strategic partner or not.
Well, you know, I was listening to the segment, the last one, I heard the final part about trust.
Right.
And that's one of the things that I did was, when you're looking at the moment of relevance, like you said, I understood the business side that we'd be more competitive. The question was about the value side. You know, what do they espouse? And so going through, I went, and I really urge all people that are looking at strategic partners, we're all pretty good at saying that 1 + 1 + 1, whatever, will equal 10. I think as business people, we know if we combine with someone, we can tell if it adds more value or not. But some of the things that you talked about at the moment of relevance is checking on, what do their existing customers say about them? I went and spoke to some existing customers. I then even went to competitors in a very, subtle way, asking about, who do you see as the biggest competitors out there, why, and then looking at what user groups, but more important, Jim, what do they do with things like the community? When we talk about trust, do they support the community? And I'm really, thrilled at the charitable work and, that the Gingolis and Frank Piccolo give back to the community. And that's something that you can't, it makes you relevant.
So you didn't just look at the bottom line when you considered them as a strategic partner. You looked at the way that they thought of themselves, not only as a business, but as a community citizen, as a corporate citizen.
Exactly, the values and goals that they espoused, and because that's really the key thing with strategic partnerships. Business-wise, again, you can do the metrics and say it either works or doesn't. The unknown, really, is do you share the same values and goals with them? And, it was interesting in your book when you were talking about values is it's just not the business values. It's what they do with respect, with integrity and trust, and you see the way that they, they make contributions. And then the other thing is how they treat their own employees is a good window into how their employees will treat their customers or clients.
Right. Right. Exactly.
And I was very pleased when I was talking to some of their own employees and what they thought about the company.
And if you don't check on those things, if you don't consider those things, if you don't place value on those things, on their values, then you're going to do business with somebody that down the road, there's some things that are going to come up that you're not going to be happy about But these are things that you could have known about. You could have found out whether they treated their people right or not. You know, if your people are going to work with their people, and their people are being mistreated and your people aren't, that's probably not going to be a good match, is it?
No, not at all.
And if they've got bad PR in the community, it doesn't matter whether they do whether they're profitable or whether you can cut a good deal with them or not. If customers are evaluating you more today based on your values, then they're not a good fit for you.
Exactly, because you know that's like you said, a contract is the best one. I think you've even mentioned this, is one that you put in the drawer and never reference it again.
Right.
And that's going to be based on the values, you know. And, you know, so I encourage people, you know, when they look, you know, again, Jim, something that you mentioned in the book was, you know, about story selling. And when I looked at and spoke to their people had stories to tell. And I mean that in a good way.
Right.
And you can check on those stories and you go, wow, you know, I really understand who they are by the stories that they're telling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, those are all key elements. And the average person out there, Josh, probably you've really helped us a lot today, because the average person probably doesn't think about, when they think about doing business with someone, pulling someone in to help them work on a project, to support a contract, to bid, to maybe do a bid together. A lot of people don't take all that into consideration, and it's really important that you do, folks. Josh, thanks for that good lesson. We're going to come back and we're going to talk a little technology. I think you've got some tech examples in this partnership to tell us about, and we'll do that after these messages. 10 till. Hey, Josh, you got a website real quick?
Yes, it will be ecoenergy.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.